Dropping pizza airport.
Gurudev. I was teaching transcendental meditation enthusiastically for 30 years, and I would want to teach Krishna consciousness the same enthusiastic way.
For 30 years.
At least for 30 years. But I feel I'm still a great rascal, and the more I know about Krishna consciousness, I know how much far away from dignity I am, and especially I feel I'm lacking in love, and without love, without bath, I feel all this gyan and knowledge, whatever I study, is kind of not making me successful. Gurudev, what can I do, and especially what you want me to do so that I can succeed, so that my life is successful?
Prabhu, before he was teaching transcendental meditation for 30 years. Teaching transcendental meditation, Maharshi Yoga, you remember, Maharishi?
No.
Then he came to you and took initiation. Now he wants to teach Krishna consciousness, yeah, as he did before. Now he wants to teach Krishna consciousness. But he feels that he is lacking so much, especially in bath or mood or affection. He knows...
Do you know what is bhakti?
I think I don't know, really know
how
it.
How you can know bhava and other things?
I don't know.
Prabhu telling
anything.
That
first you should read my books, Jaiva Dharma, Gita, and know something, and then otherwise nothing.
Gurudev, I have studied. I have studied Jaiva Dharma and many other books, but I have no love in me. Not
he
enough
says
love.
He understands in theory. Jaiva Dharma he has studied and he is trying to...
More study.
More study.
Some remembrance of a slog. More preaching. They are ready to preach and preaching. So you should be ready like them,
Sanyasi.
And then preach. कहाँ से आ जाती है?
Gurudev, if a devotee reads Sharadaka Bhasha in order to defeat Shankaracharya,
stay there. Yes.
If a devotee reads Sharadaka Bhasha in order to defeat Shankaracharya's philosophy, the chance that he can lose bhakti?
It depends how qualified, how...
Any devotee who wants to defeat Mayavad philosophy and therefore he studies Sharadaka Bhasha from Shankaracharya, what is the...
Can he lose bhakti?
He has read Govinda Bhasha?
No,
yes,
study...
Yes, also.
Okay.
First he should read Govinda Bhasya and then Shankaracharya. Otherwise, the effect will be opposite.
बोलते साहिरक भाषा पढ़ लेगी भक्ति नष्ट होर संभवना अच्छे कं चौथे चौथे बोला इसे मायावादी भाषा से ले हाई सर्वनाश.
महाप्रभु ठहर रहे.
So first read.
Govinda Bhasha.
And study then Sharadaka Bhasya. To preach only, not for us. Then you can do.
Gurudev, it's Sri Gadadhar Pandit, full Vrishabhana Nandini Radhika, and what is the teaching? Is there any teaching for the conditioned soul or the aspiring bhakta in this relationship?
Gadadhar Pandit, Mahaprabhu's Parikar, he is non-different from Vrishabhana Nandini. Is that correct? What is the teachings, upadesh, in this particular relationship, Gadadhar Pandit? Has in Mahaprabhu's pastime.
He was Srimati Radhika. He was watching the mood of Krishna, how he is playing my role. Well,
in Dasya Bhav, no? Yes. In Dasya Bhav. You always tell in Dasya Bhav. With Dasya, Dasya Bhav.
Yes. Because Mahaprabhu order following completely.
Jarur.
So it is, I've heard once that Srila Gaugana Maharaj, the Srila Gaugana Maharaj explained that Madhyam are preaching, but he said, I heard that he said it's not the Madhyam coming from Kanishtha, but the Madhyam coming from Uttam. So in the same way they said that the Madhyam they are can give also Diksha, but is this the Madhyam from Kanishtha or Madhyam from Uttam, which is coming down externally?
But who had that question? They gone already.
He will say.
Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj, he has said that Madhyam, who is in Madhyam Adhikar, he can preach, he can do prachar. But only Madhyam who comes from from Uttam. Who is Uttam, who comes down to Madhyam, he can preach.
That is right.
That is correct. Then second part is about giving initiation. What is that?
So that actually those who can actually give Diksha, not those Madhyams who are coming from Kanishtha, but coming from Madhyam.
Only God Govinda Maharaj told that?
No, I'm asking.
Any doubt in his...
No, no.
Then why...
No, I'm giving that as an introduction to the question about Diksha.
Then his own question is, a Madhyam Vaishnava who is coming first Kanishtha, then progressing to Madhyam, or a Madhyam who is coming from Uttam?
Both.
Who can give Diksha? Only both?
Both.
Both.
When you want to give Diksha, then Uttam is coming Diksha. Yeah.
But these devotees are gone who are worried for Diksha.
No. I am asking when you give Diksha, when you give Uttam coming down Madhyam then give Diksha, or from Kanishtha to being Madhyam then give Diksha, or what time you want to give Diksha?
Does not read any book. How he can do any question?
I'm reading Guruji.
You have no time.
Always working in job. You have 2-5 jobs, you are telling. Okay.
Why you are coming here?
Gurudev, I see you so rarely.
You should not come.
When Srila Prabhupada was walking, ladies...
You should hear in class.
Yes.
Not coming here.
Thank
Can I ask another question?
Sure.
Yeah. Gurudev, not knowing oneself, not knowing one's soul, is it not that one has no basis for real devotion if I don't not really know myself? Is this a kind of mood making I try?
Keep your suji here, in this way.
देखिए
If we don't know ourselves, our soul, who we are, then second part.
Has this bhakti a basis? If I not know myself, is it not kind of mood mating? I dive into it, but not knowing myself, is this kind of relationship to Krishna not very, very superficial and lacking?
Okay.
We are practicing bhakti, but if we do not know who we are, what is our relationship with Krishna, then even if we do bhakti, what is the basis, the platform that we have to perform bhakti?
You should know. What you preach, you must know.
You understand? If you speak anything.
Otherwise, you will define bhakti and other things in other ways.
What you have realized, that you can please. You can say
understand?
When I'm in darkness, inside.
What is Shraddha?
We were asking you, what is the definition of Shraddha?
Ask him.
Madama.
Yes.
Ask him, he will tell.
What is Shraddha?
Shraddha is defined, definition is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shraddha shabde vishvas kohe sudridha nishchoy Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hoy. This means that the word Shraddha, it means vishvas, means firm belief, sudridha nishchoy, completely convinced that Krishna bhakti koile, if I perform bhakti to Krishna, then sarva karma krita hoy. All my other duties and everything in this world, everything will be accomplished automatically by that. So if someone has Shraddha, then that means that they will have firm faith in Krishna, in bhakti to Krishna, and that my whole life is simply meant for that. That is Shraddha.
So even not knowing myself, if I have Shraddha, it would be a start, a good start.
Yeah, that is the beginning.
Beginning is Shraddha. Without Shraddha, we cannot progress.
In anything.
You must have said.
Worldly matter also. If you have not Shraddha, you cannot do.
If you have no faith at anything.
I think his question,
yeah.
He's asking that if someone must first of all have Atma Gyan, you know, like cultivating Atma Gyan, knowledge of the Atma, of the soul, before they are able to do bhakti,
yes.
Right? So his question is really, is it necessary to have Atma Gyan first?
Without
before,
bhakti, how can it
before you are able to do bhakti?
That is correct, but by intelligence we can define if bhakti is going to be favorable, the practices of bhakti. Like, how do you know if your marriage will be successful unless you try to live together and work it out, isn't it? You have some faith. If you have some faith in bhakti, then by the practice of bhakti, Atma Gyan, all will develop gradually, gradually.
Thank you.
First all things know, and then come to preach.
Yeah.
I feel that I've got very, very little faith, but I also feel that I should do some preaching, and I feel too weak to preach, but that I should be doing it because I've been given so much, and I feel that I see some suffering in other people, have not come to Gurudev. So my question is, what should I do?
Prabhu is asking, he has received so much from you. He wants to help others who are suffering, reach to them. But he feels weak that he cannot be...
First he knows what I told.
Prabhu,
and then... Otherwise, read and learn something.
She can invite preachers also.
I just got a bed at the moment. No proper accommodation, just one room.
Oh.
So.
Where do you live?
I live in East London. But Ramanath over there say you can go to Glastonbury.
Of Glastonbury, so. You live where now?
East London. But Glastonbury
is
very easy to get to.
Okay. Oh, you take it. Yeah. Take it to Glastonbury. Ramanath is a good preacher. You are a good preacher. Namahat, book distribution, he's doing.